Welcome to a very special round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks for hanging out with us here in the offseason, even though we know that there really is no offseason when it comes to high school football. Originally, the topic that Tommy and I were going to tackle was going to be talking about silly season and coaching and vacancies and all that kind of stuff. But earlier this week, Sunday as a matter of fact, the towns of Osceola and Fitzgerald said goodbye to Buddy Nobles, and I was fortunate enough to be down there. And we have with us on the show this week Andy Pauk and Kelly Wynn from the Irwin County broadcast team. Tommy Palmer is joining us from parts unknown via cell phone. But, guys, thanks for hanging out with us here on the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast on a very special occasion.
I tell you what, we appreciate you asking us, and it's been a very trying week down here in Irwin County, and in the last 6 months, of course. But what a glorious send off for Buddy yesterday.
And I was going to say, Andy, if you would, for those that weren't there, and I know there was probably like 2,500 folks or so who did turn out on a very crisp day. What did that day mean to the community?
It was one of those things that I was talking today at lunch, and it's one of those things where you see 2,500 people from Irwin County, and from our surrounding counties, but the people that came together to show their love for Buddy Nobles, I doubt in my lifetime that I'll ever personally witness anything like that around here again. I mean, it was a wonderful send off for him. There was plenty of pictures, plenty of accolades, plenty of talking, and it was a very nice day, I thought.
Tommy Palmer, the next question's yours.
Well, here's the thing that comes to mind when I think about what has happened here over the last 6 or 7 months. This is an event that we will long remember many, many years from now, and people will reflect back on this. Buddy made such an impact over the last 7 or 8 months in not just my life and John's life and you guys' life, but he touched so many people all across the state of Georgia.
You know, the thing about it, Tommy, is it just hadn't started with the last 6 or 7 months. You know, Buddy Nobles has been doing that his whole life. He's been touching kids in a positive way. The way I kind of look at it is he left a huge positive footprint, and I was really glad, to be a part of it. But, Buddy's in the last 6 months raising, people have watched him through his struggle. And, what do you think about it, Kelly?
Well, we watched Buddy when he first came to Fixture. He brought his youngest kid, tremendous quarterback, to Fixture. And then spent a couple of years in Coffee County, and we were fortunate to get him to hire him in Irwin County. Buddy Nobles had something that, I've yet to lay my hand on, and yet he could come close to, figuring out what he had, how he motivated his kids. He got to the point where, he wasn't Irwin County just reloading. He was manufacturing athletes, and they would play 100% for him every game. They would, it was just unreal that, what kind of effort those kids never gave up. And it was just, the effort we see and we watch in a great leader like he was to a high school football team.
Kelly, let me ask you, Tommy, go ahead and follow up. Go for it.
Well, I was going to say my first association with Buddy was 4 or either 5 years ago when Irwin County played for the state football championship. And I got to interview him, and I noticed that there was just a certain wonderful personality about the man. He was very humorous, and most people, if you didn't really know Buddy, he was humorous, but he was also had a serious side as well when talking about his football players.
Yeah, I know the way Buddy did it, and it's with love. It's just that simple. He'd grind on you, he'd make you do right, and then he'd come and love you. And that's the way, Buddy, that's Buddy's secret. Everybody wants to know what Buddy's secret is. I'm pretty sure that if you looked at everything Buddy did, it was love that brought it all together. Because he loved kids, he loved helping people, he loved the sport of football, and he had a very fruitful 53 years.
Kelly, let me ask you this first, and then Andy, go ahead and follow in behind. Do you remember the first time that you met Buddy, and what was your first impression? Kelly, go ahead first.
Well, yeah, you know, we had heard of him through fixture when he brought his kid up there, but didn't really know him, seen him on the sidelines when we played him, and then he you know, followed Robbie to Pruitt to Coffee County. But, you know, when he first put his application in, you know, and we had heard a little bit about him, and, you know, we had talked with the superintendent, you know, and he didn't talk to us. We said, yeah, I think he'll be a good hire. So we brought him in, you know. One thing Buddy Nobles told our superintendent of schools, he said, I will give you 14 years. He said, you ain't got to worry about me going nowhere or doing nothing else. He said, I'll give you 14 years. He said, because that's how long it's going to be before I retire. And he was true to his word, because I know for a fact other schools come calling for him, higher schools. They all came calling for him. He said, no. He said, I made a commitment to Irwin County, and I'm going to stay here as long as I can stay here. You know, if they don't run me off, I'm going to be here. And so that was the first impression of him. He was a man of his word. When he told you something, oh, you could bank it. I mean, he was, you know, he was stern, and he'd chew you out. Like Andy said, when he got through chewing you out, he'd grab a hold of you and tell you how much he loved you.
Yeah.
And those kids, you know, the impression of him was just unreal of what kind of man he was.
Well, my story with Buddy Nobles is a whole lot different than a whole lot of other folks. I was a big John Lindsay guy. Still am. Love John Lindsay like a brother. And but I was, you know, I was really kind of hurt when John left, you know. So when Buddy came, I wasn't so warm to Buddy, you know. And I may even have been critical of Buddy from time to time. Matter of fact, we have a book down here called Our Boys, and I'm quoted in that book going, I'm not a Buddy Nobles guy. But that was before I knew Buddy Nobles. And Buddy Nobles kept reaching out to me and loved me and brought me in and put his arm around me. And we became pretty good friends before it was over with. And my transition into loving Buddy Nobles is pretty dramatic. I questioned his play calling. I was one of the ones that was going, you know, you should have gone for it in the state championship game. Don't throw the ball, you know. And so, you know, that was me. I might have been the one y'all heard say it. But you know, but I've come full circle on Buddy, and I have been full circle for a long time. When the book came out, I was really hurt that's the way it's going to go down in history that I felt about Buddy. And I'm here to tell you now, I'm a Buddy Nobles guy. He's a stand-up dude. He won me over with, you know, I just can't explain how much he meant to me personally as all this rolled out. And Buddy, what makes Buddy success is he don't forget anybody. He didn't forget the line guys. He didn't forget the guys pulling the chains. He didn't forget the guys in the radio booth. He didn't forget the guys that were cleaning out the little coolers. You know, Buddy remembered everybody and showed his love to everybody.
Tommy, go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure you guys really know this, but we get to speak to all the coaches before the state championship games, and this was either 4 or 5 years ago. And I always have a particular question that I ask the coaches. I said, you know, do you allow your quarterback to check off at the line of scrimmage? Do you allow him to change plays? And Buddy immediately said to me, he said, Mr. Palmer, my quarterback is a sophomore. He has a girlfriend and he's in advanced classes. I'll make any changes in any plays on the field. And I never forgot that. I thought that was one of the most humorous things I had ever heard a coach say.
Yeah, and it's true. They can't handle too many things at one time.
That's true.
When it comes to this season, and let me go with Andy first and then Kelly. So when it comes to this season, I know that the season itself had a lot of little memories that were attached to this whole championship run. But, Andy, is there one memory that sticks out above all the others when Irwin County became state champ? Is there one memory from this season that sticks out above all the others?
You know, this season has just been surreal. And you think back of any one point, and you think of plays, and you think of players, and you think of the adversity that we saw. You know, I don't know if there's the point where Buddy Nobles is on the stage holding the trophy is the pinnacle. And then the picture of Buddy sleeping with it is probably my next highest moment of being happy and feeling, you know, I just, to see Buddy ended up in a storybook fashion, it's a book to be written, it's a movie to be made, because it was the, you know, it was a team of destiny. They weren't going to be stopped. It was, you know, they were strengthened by the power of God and Buddy, and you know, there's so many highlights that anything besides seeing Buddy hold that trophy is, you know, everything pales in comparison. Sorry.
Kelly, what about you?
Well, you know, I think it was like, it was in the third quarter. It was 7. There was a shot on Georgia, on Georgia Public Broadcast, where y'all took a shot of Buddy Nobles, 7:41, 7:42 after the third quarter. Maybe Irwin had just scored, went up 41-14. Made a shot of him. I mean, he's got the joy of life in him, you know, on his last few days. And, you know, when you look at it, it'll bring tears to your eyes when you think about what he's been through and where he's at. And he was happy. He knew then that after 7:47 minutes to go in the game, he knew, you know, he had control of the game. He had control of his kids. So, you know, I've seen that moment. You look at that moment, and you can go back and look at it, and you'll see Buddy Nobles. I mean, his best. And,
that's it.
And it was real.
You know, he called. You know, Buddy didn't call every play, because certainly it was a challenge for him there at the end. But what we do know is he called the first play of the state championship game, where Benyard took it all the way back, and that's pretty special for us too. But what's really special for us is that Buddy could have been buried anywhere. Buddy could have been buried in Florida. He could have been buried in Ben Hill County. But when this first came down and they started making their plans, he told his wife that his heart was in Irwin County, their heart was in Irwin County, and he wanted to be buried in Irwin County. And to me, that's huge, huge.
Tommy, last question from you.
Yes. Can I give a last thought?
Go for it, yeah.
Maybe y'all can interject in this. One of the greatest honors of me ever broadcasting games on GPB, which I have done for so many years, is the fact that I was able to do the Irwin County game for the state championship, where Buddy reached that pinnacle. And 25 years from now, people will be watching that game. And what a great honor for me and for Larry Smith to broadcast that football game. And some of the things that John and Hannah interjected into the ending of that football game, that'll live on forever. And people will be watching that forever. And that's one of the greatest tributes to my broadcast career.
What was it like for you guys to be in the booth to call this one?
Man, we've been in the booth. I remember Kelly and I were down in Atkinson County, and they had just put 55 points on us. And we were walking down through the stands and from the broadcast booth, and I said, man, I'm glad they're red too, so they can't tell who we are.
That was years ago.
You know, and then to build through what we've been through and seeing what we've seen and seeing the journey of Buddy and the, you know, it's the most spectacular season. If you wrote a storybook season, this would be it, unfortunately, with the, you know, the death of Buddy. But, you know, it was incredible. for us to broadcast it is spectacular. I wish we had more calls. We didn't record everything we did, and you know, I really wish we kind of had now, but hindsight's 2020. But I thought it was the most spectacular year I've ever experienced, and anything that would top this would, I just don't know that it can happen. But what do you think, Kelly?
Well, you know, Buddy was here 6 years, and Erie County played for state 5 of those 6 years. I mean, you can't argue with his record. You can't argue what he did. You can't argue with nothing. You know, he'd been a couple of years and made the kids, you know, had a couple of mistakes and when we lost out. But just to be at the show, you know, I mean, you got to hold your head up and it's going to come. But, you know, this year right here, I mean, I knew. I didn't see nobody after we played that second game. And as you know, we beat Fitzgerald 35-8. Fitzgerald was a good football team. I thought then, I said, there ain't nobody going to slow this team down. You know, the only person that could slow Erwin County down would be Erwin County.
Right.
And I just, you know, just watching and see him get that last one, man, it was just, like you said, you know, tears come to your eyes. And I want to tell you something. They just, you know, ever who the coach is that fills in for Buddy Nobles, don't be surprised if we ain't back there next year. I mean, he's built some tremendous athletes. I mean, when I say he's manufacturing athletes, he's manufacturing. If you have a Walls manufacturing, he's manufacturing athletes.
Yeah, all these are hometown kids, you know. But I'm going to tell you one last thing I really want to say about Buddy Nobles is that we'll never know all the great things Buddy Noble did because he never told anybody. He was just like the kid from ECI that was down here or pitching. You know, he was walking out. Buddy calls him over, and of course, I know you've heard the story. He encouraged him, told him he was a tough competitor, and that meant the world to that kid. There's no telling how many young men that he's done that to over the years that anybody will ever know about. A big, huge, fantastic, positive footprint.
All right, guys, before we go, I caught up with Buddy back in September about his cancer diagnosis, and he talked at the time about the support that he was getting from his players, and it was overwhelming.
I don't want my seniors to have their senior year messed up, just like I told them the other day when I told them I had cancer. And I told them I had cancer. I said, you know, and they're all dropping their head. I said, we're not going to have a woe is me moment. I said, we ain't playing this season for Buddy Nobles. We're not doing any of that. We're going to play for each other. We're going to play for the seniors. We're going to play for Erwin County High School. And we're going to play for Osceola. But to in today's society, how tough our society is for somebody to come up and put their arm around you and tell you they love you, especially some of those guys in that locker room right there that I know are hardcore, that means a lot. That really does.
So what's it like to hear him reinforce part of the mission that you guys had been a part of for these last 6 years? Andy, we'll start with you.
It's like the rest of Buddy Noble's coaching. It's unselfish. He has everybody else's good. It's his number one priority, and it's not surprising at all in that – and what he said and what he's doing, and you know, it says it all. He's an unselfish, loving guy.
Kelly, what do you
think? You know, Buddy Nobles, he built his staff the way he is. I mean, his coaching staff, if you talk to his coaching staff, I mean, they think like Buddy now, you know, and they'll do things like Buddy. They act like Buddy. He was a big part of it, that assisted coaches and to do what we did. So, you know, he left a lasting impression on everybody. And all your coaches, they know exactly what he wanted. They knew exactly how he wanted it and knew exactly how you talked to those kids, and they knew exactly how you put your arm around those kids. So, you know, he'll be missed, no doubt about it. But, you know, he's got some good assistants.
His legacy will live on a long time.
He's got some great assistants, and you know, we hope that a few things, you know, change be made, but he's got some great assistants.
And one of them shares his last name. Last thoughts, Tommy Palmer?
Yeah, just what a great legacy this man leaves. And as somebody had mentioned earlier in this, Erwin County, the cupboard is not bare after their first state championship in quite some time. Trust me when I tell you, and I think I said this on the broadcast, this team is loaded. Great football players. You lose some really good ones, But Irwin County is going to be in the hunt again next year, in my opinion. And thanks to Buddy Nobles and the way he has built this program over the last 6 years. Kudos to a great guy, a good friend, Buddy Nobles.
Well, Andy and Kelly, once again, Andy Paulk and Kelly Wynn, part of the broadcast team for Irwin County. Thanks for hanging out with us. I know that an entire state really has wrapped its collective arms around the Irwin County community and has been a part of everything that you guys have gone through this year. Thanks for coming on with us on the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, and thanks for sharing your part of the state with the rest of the state this past season, and obviously on a very emotional weekend down there in Ocala. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us today.
We certainly appreciate it. Hey, go Big Red.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. That is it for us today. I'm John Nelson. Thanks, as always, to Tommy Palmer joining us from Parts Unknown on a cell phone. You can reach us at gpb.org/podcast. Subscribe to us for free anywhere your favorite podcasts are found. Our podcast is produced by the irreplaceable Sean Powers. The Football Fridays in Georgia podcast is a production of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Play it safe, everybody. We'll see you after signing day.